So getting back to the working capital.
Thank you for calling Rapid Action Systems. If you know your party's attention, you may press that anytime. Press 0 for the reception. For Grace Pass Door and Purchasing, press 221. For Bill Beauty, press 222. For Harry Peak.
One moment, please.
Hello, Rapade.
Hi, is Bill there?
Can I ask who's calling?
Yeah, this is Danny with the Bank of Cardiff.
Okay, Danny, let me see if he's available. Hold on.
Okay.
Danny, hold on, hold on.
Good morning, Bill Beatty. May I help you?
Hey, Bill, this is Danny with the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you this morning, Danny? How can I help you?
Yeah, I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. Yeah, I just wanted to touch base with you. We spoke a while back. I know you mentioned you were looking for some working capital at that time. Looks like back in March. And you had some, you know, loans out with On Deck at that time.
Right.
And, yeah, you mentioned that you use it, you know, because sometimes your customers pay out with, you know, 75 days and...
yeah, well, I'm in the pharmaceutical and healthcare. 60 to 90 days is the norm now, unfortunately, yeah.
That's crazy. And
that's what the business is now. I mean, companies like Kraft Foods are out to 120 days net.
Wow. Net 120?
Yeah.
Holy.
Net 120, that's Kraft Foods. You want to do business with Kraft Foods or Mondelez, you accept their payment terms and it's net 120, and they no longer even offer deposits on orders for capital goods.
And how do they expect people to, you know?
They don't care. That's your problem.
Yeah,
you deal with it. Yeah, it's got tough. Procter & Gamble is net 75. Let me see. GlaxoSmithKline, which includes Novartis now, they're net 60.
Wow.
Merck is net 90. I could go on and on and on. It's just, you know, luxury for us is getting paid in 45 now. So.
Yeah.
So we're looking at various, a couple of different alternatives, to be honest with you. I don't really know too much about, are you actually a bank or are you an online lender or what's?
Yeah, we're a business bank. We do equipment financing and working capital. And,
okay.
Yeah, we're not like a depository bank. We strictly do that, those two
Do things. You do your own funding or are you?
Yeah, we
are. Are you self-funded or what?
Yeah.
You are. You're self-funded.
Yes.
You're not a broker.
No.
Oh, okay.
We're self-funded. Yeah.
Because I get a lot of those phone calls and a lot of those emails.
Yeah.
It turns out that these guys are, you know, looking to put deals together with God only knows who. And the next thing I know is we're getting hits on our people looking for information on us. And they're coming back. And I'm going like, I didn't request that information. These guys are going in looking at our credit history and God only knows what all. And
yeah,
no, that's not what we're looking for. We're looking to find a financing partner that we can establish a long-term relationship with decent rates and that type of thing. And we're talking to several banks as well currently.
Okay, who are you guys talking with right now?
Oh, I've got three or four different people. We're talking with. I mean, I don't want to get into the particulars who we're talking with, but they're banks.
Okay. No, that's great. Yeah, I was just curious to see what you were looking at, and how much capital are you guys looking to bring on?
We just want to reestablish establish a line of credit. I'm looking for a revolving line of credit. That's what we want. We want to be able to borrow when we need it, with the peaks and the valleys. Our lead times on our machines are typically 6 to 7 months.
Okay.
I've already said what the lead time is. And I'm getting paid. So we have months where we have nothing, and then we have a surge of cash, and then we have months we have nothing, and we need to be able to have the resources in place to pay our bills and market and take care of our employees and so on and so forth during the peaks and the valleys. And for that, we're looking to establish a revolving line of credit that we can borrow against and pay off.
Exactly.
So if that's something that you guys have, I'd like to know more about it.
Yeah, I mean, we do working capital. I know you're familiar with that through On Deck. It's essentially, the same thing. It's like a line, but it is a term loan.
Yeah, no, the
On
Deck thing doesn't work for us. That'll be paid off, I believe, in August. And we have a good relationship with them, and we've done several notes with them. but it's a daily draw on our cash. It's we're not a merchant in terms of credit cards and daily, you know, like a small retailer or something like that. I could see that would be very good for them, but somebody in the manufacturing sector like we are, it doesn't work. And once this is paid, it'll be, I believe it's paid in August, we're done.
We're done with them. You're done with them, And how was your experience with them?
Oh, no, it's been a very positive experience. They're very nice people to work with. It's just at the time I needed some cash, we needed some cash, and they offered it, and we took it. And then when we paid down, I believe, 50% or whatever, they came back, and we needed some additional cash, so we renewed it. Mm-hmm. And it's worked fine, but it's daily every day, and except on the weekends, of course, and it really doesn't work well for our business. And our cash flow, certainly. So when the note is up, I believe in August, it's paid off. Well, we're done. So we are actively talking to people. So I'd certainly be interested in seeing what you have to offer.
Yeah, exactly. And that's, you know, we like to see what we can do for you. And, I mean, for this line of credit, I mean, how much are you guys looking at? Or have you
You know what? We're flexible. It would be ideal to have a line of $500,000 in place.
Okay.
But there again, we're flexible in terms of what our real requirements are. Probably substantially less than that on a monthly basis. A lot less than that.
Yeah.
So, and you know, what we're looking to do is we want to be in a position. We do a lot with trade shows.
Yeah.
Marketing possibilities, things like that. Where, you know, right now with tight cash flow, it's very difficult to do.
Yeah, it is very.
We want to be in a position to be able to take advantage of marketing and be able to market our products better than we're currently doing now. And when you don't have that line, and when you're going from month to month, literally, it's kind of hard to do.
Yeah,
and we went through a rough spot here at Rapid in the manufacturing in 2013, 2012, 2013. But we were profitable in 14. We were profitable last year, and we'll certainly be profitable this year. So. I think we rebounded nicely, moved into a new building, spent a lot of money, and we paid for all of that ourselves to make the move and upgrade our facilities and so on and so forth. So, as I said, we are back in, a good place, and we're looking to find a partner who wants to work with us going forward. So,
yeah, and that's great. I mean, sounds like you guys are, you know, have everything together. And for this marketing, I mean, are you guys have a campaign ready to go coming up?
Well, it's trade shows primarily, yes, to answer your question. Sure. And it's capital intensive because we need to have money tied up in a piece of equipment we take from show to show. And our machines typically sell at the cheap end for anywhere between $275,000 and
$300,000.
So,
oh, wow. Okay.
You can appreciate on a manufacturing basis, we've got over 100.5 tied up in a piece of equipment. And then another $30,000-$40,000 in the show, booth, and you know, travel and expenses and all this great stuff. So it can get expensive. It can get expensive.
Yeah.
So and as I said, our lead times are 6 to 7 months on a piece of equipment, so.
Oh wow, so 6 to 7 and now so these pieces of equipment, what exactly is it you guys, you know,
we do medical packaging of medical devices and pharmaceutical products.
Oh, okay.
Primarily, that's our main business.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
And with these, do you guys offer, you know, in-house financing as well for your customers?
In-house, I'm sorry?
Financing for them, like the...
No. Usually, no. What we do is if they're looking for a lease or something, most of them are not, but if they do look for a lease, we just turn it over to, you know, one of the leasing companies and let them deal directly with the customer. We get paid, and that's the end of it.
Yeah, see, that's great. And that's, I was asking, because we do also do equipment financing as well.
Okay.
And we can, you know, help you guys out on your customer end as well if you needed, you know, financing.
A lot of some of our smaller customers look for financing and they look to do a capital lease or something like that.
But yeah.
Most of them are big medical device and pharmaceutical companies. They just purchase the equipment right outright.
Yeah.
There are opportunities to do leases, no question.
Yeah, exactly. That would definitely be another thing we could offer you, with the relationship, because that's what we do too as well. You know, we have multiple programs, and we, like to build a relationship with, businesses. And I mean, for this line of credit, have you had a 500, K line in the past?
Oh, we did. Oh, yeah, for years we carried a $500,000 line for many years with Sovereign Bank, which is now Santander.
Yeah.
And when the market went south on us, there's a multitude of reasons we got into some manufacturing issues and cash flow problems here, and mainly it was all based on the economy, but we have one major customer that went bankrupt and stuffed us with a bill for almost $300,000 that ultimately didn't get paid, and we had to go to court to get our equipment back and so on and so forth. So it was a perfect storm, but it took us a couple of years, and I think the balance of the note that we owed them, we were north of $500,000 plus interest on our line when they put us into workout. They didn't call a note, but they put us into workout, and I think we're at the end of this year, it's all paid back.
So, okay, perfect.
And we've made it clear to Santander. We continue to do our banking there, of course, as we go through our workout. And the workout is almost over. That at the end of December or November, whatever it is, it's this year, it's done. It's all paid back. That we have no desire to continue a relationship with them going forward. And I've told them we're already looking for a new partner. One of the banks that we're talking to currently now is prepared to step in. And, of course, we'll just pay them off and they're done, okay? But I believe that they're projected to be done November, December time. And right now, we're paying about $22,000 a month in debt service.
Oh, wow, okay.
Right, so.
Yeah, so you're getting everything paid off. No, that's great. And so they already have, like, a line ready for you, you said, with the bank you're talking to right now?
We're negotiating with them. I'll be honest with you. We are negotiating with them, and we're getting close to you know, going back and forth and stuff like that. But no, we have not made any commitments. So your phone call is timely. I mean, I'll be honest with you, it's timely. If you're interested in talking to us, we're interested to see what you guys have to offer. And now, in terms of actual commercial banking, do you folks have bank branches or anything like that? Because we'd be looking to move our banking and everything. Or are you primarily in the loan segment of the business, and we would be free to bank with somebody else, or?
Yeah, exactly. We're more in the loan, you know, segment of the business. And we're not a depository bank. That's why we're able to, you know, get these, you know, with multiple programs. And if you have another, you know, banking relationship, we're not trying to, you know, ruin that or anything like that. It's more, you know, we're more like a supplement bank. That way, you know, we can help you guys out in places that they might not be able to help you out. And still build that relationship, you know. And that's why we also do that equipment financing as well. You know, a lot of businesses, they use their lines of credit to add on equipment, you know, and that's definitely, you know, an advantage with us, because we can take care of that in another program and then also get them, you know, their capital they can use for marketing, you know, or slow times, payroll, you know, it's unsecured. So, yeah, and I mean, with all this, I mean, what do you expect your return on this? I mean, with this marketing, are you expecting, you know, to boost sales? You know, like,
we typically grew. Oh, well, the answer to that is yes. I mean, we typically were growing at a rate of about 10% a year. Rapaid now is about a $3 million company, which for a small company of our size is pretty decent. But we're growing at 10 to 15% a year is what I project our growth rate to be. I think with the additional sales staff, that type of thing, and marketing put into upgrading our website and some of the other things we want to do, we have the infrastructure in place to double our sales. Already here. The product line is there. It's just making the investment, getting another set of boots on the ground, if you will, in the direct sales and doing proactive marketing, which we have never done. Most of what we do is word of mouth, literally. And you know, from that perspective.
Okay, perfect. And I mean, when are you guys looking to add this line on, like, as soon as possible, or?
Yes, we're talking to people now.
Okay, perfect. And I mean, how would you know, rate your credit over there? Is it, you know, good, bad?
I would say our credit is certainly better than it was. It's still, we took a hit both business wise and personally. I mean, Lorena and I, my wife and I, we hawked everything we had. We financed everything we had. We took, cleaned out our accounts, used our credit cards. We did whatever we had to do during that rough spot to keep our business going and keep our employees. And I mean, people go, "Oh my God, you're out to 90 days. You're this. You're that." And suppliers, 90% of the suppliers that we work with have stuck with us, and 10%, of course, of what they are. And they go, "Oh my God, we're going to take you to collections. We're going to do this, going to do that." My attitude's always been, you do what you got to do, and we go on from there. But we have rebounded quite nicely, and now I think we're in a much better place than we were, let's say, a year ago.
Yeah, and no, that's great that you guys, you know, got out of there and you had a tough situation. And
it's impossible. It's an impossible situation. And a lot of suppliers I've worked with over the years personally, small shops, that family-owned job shops and people like that, they closed up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's so crazy. it's they just couldn't deal with the cash flow, and their kids didn't want it, and so on and so forth. And the suppliers are putting demands on them with cash with order and, you know, tightening up the credit restrictions. We all have these things that we have to deal with, and, you know, our suppliers need to be paid as well. I mean, it's just a vicious circle.
It really is.
We're in a lot better place than we were. Okay, I'll say that.
Well, great, yeah, and especially, you know, when they're putting these, you know, 90-day, 120-day payouts for you guys, that makes it tough. I mean, it really does, like, snuff out all the small businesses. They can't handle that, you know, that load. What were, like, sales like last year for you?
Last year we did about $3 million, right on the button.
Oh, perfect.
And I don't have my income tax returns yet because our CPA has filed, you know, files an extension.
Yeah.
I believe they're doing September, October time, but I can tell you for sure that we were profitable and we had a very nice profit. And in 2014, we were profitable. We were above break even, that's for sure.
Okay.
And I believe our sales were 2.6 or 2.7. I think they're right around 3 million, and this year we're projected to do 3.7. So.
Okay. Well,
you know, things are going forward. The biggest challenge now is getting a couple of quality people to replace several that we lost due to health reasons over the last year.
Oh, wow.
And go from there. And it's very difficult to find experienced or shall I say, people that are willing to learn. It's tough.
Exactly. That's why I hear a lot of, too, in the industry, a lot of people, kids get out of college and expect the world, not willing to learn and all that. I know it's a big thing. And have you had problems like that in the past, like trying to get good employees?
Yeah, in the industry, it's a real problem. It has been a very pronounced problem over the course of the last year or two, or three even for that matter. During the economic downturn, it really started in 2008, but it didn't impact us as an industry really until 2012 is when we felt the hit. And then our business just fell off a cliff. And then, as they said, we were hit with a major bankruptcy. And the pharmaceutical company that we were working for didn't guarantee the business of the third-party supplier anyway. It was a perfect storm of things that happened, plus the development of a new machine, which we had a lot of money tied up in, left us in a very, very, very difficult, tenuous situation that easily could have put us under, but it didn't. So I think just our ability to be where we are today and rebound and move into a new facility and get back onto the profit train, if you will, says a lot for the tenacity of our company in general. So, it is a very, to answer your question, it is an industry problem across the board in this country, not just in New Jersey, but certainly I talk to customers and suppliers in all parts and markets of the U.S., and they're all saying the same thing. Mm-hmm. We have the work. We cannot find the people, and nor is there a willingness on the part of these young guys to come in today and learn. They don't. They don't have the desire to do it. So it's a tough thing. We just have to work through it.
Yeah, it is, and I know it's like it's kind of switching, right? You know, like everyone's going to college and expecting like those higher end, desk jobs instead of like going into trades. Like I know a lot of electricians and like plumbers and stuff who don't have people to replace them, and like once that flips like that. The plumbers, electricians going to start charging out the wall, because they can, because no one else will do the job,
Right.
It's pretty interesting how it flips like that. And, I mean, how'd you get started, in the whole industry?
Oh, I've been right out of college. I've been at this for, I'm going to date myself a little bit. I've been in the industry now since 1975, so.
Oh, wow.
Right out of college, so I've been around a long, long time.
And have you always?
Other people.
Oh, okay.
Other people, and then 12 years ago, we bought Rap-Aid.
Oh, okay, that's great. So you end up buying the company. You just kind of worked through it, learned it, and
I used to compete against the company. I knew the owner, and he one thing led to another, and the company I worked for, a European company for many years, they sold. The family sold the business, and when they sold, I elected to leave. One thing led to another. I came in here, and we ended up buying it.
And in 2004, you said?
No, 2005. We actually purchased the company, and May the 1st, 2005 was our first day.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Yeah.
That's great.
Well, we've been at 11 years now, going on 12.
Oh, good for you. You got things going, and you're the 100% owner then?
No, my wife and I, 50-50.
Oh, 50-50? Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. And yeah, so I know you had, you know, you said you're still waiting, you're talking to other banks, and with that on deck loan, you still have that out currently right now?
Yeah, no, it's out till I believe August.
Until
it's
August?
Done. So this is okay. June. I think we've got the rest of June, July, I know we do, in August, it's done. It's
okay.
Done. It's 500 a day and plus, you know, with the interest, whatever, it's 500 and something a day, 5 days a week, and it's about 10 grand a month, and then we pay back Santander $11,000 a month in principal plus the interest. I think our debt service is about $22,000 a month that we're paying every month.
Okay.
And we obviously don't need to carry that kind of debt service, and so
yeah.
We're looking to just pay off Santander. We'll take care of on deck ourselves, or out of the line, we can pay on deck off as well. And
yeah,
we certainly, on a revolving line of credit, we're certainly going to have a lot less demands on our cash flow on a monthly basis, and we can pay it as we use it and pay it back and so on and so forth. And that's what we're looking to do. And as the business grows, we can talk to you about increasing our line as the business requires it.
Exactly.
You know,
like
so
it, like
it's very
that.
Much of a step-by-step type of a basis.
Yeah.
I want to be able to use them, have the money when we need it, and pay it back when we got it. That's
okay.
What I'm looking for.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, we definitely have those
I
programs.
I don't want to get back in a situation where I owe the bank $500,000 plus interest,
exactly.
And the bank walks into me and tells me, you know, you've been a great partner for 8 years. However, you know, we got financial problems, and but the good news is we're not going to call your loan. We're going to work with you, but we're suspending your credit.
Yeah.
That's essentially, to me, was like walking away from us.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the thing with these bigger banks. A lot of times, you know, those lines of credit, I mean, they could just call it on you, too, you know, at any time.
They could have.
Yeah.
They could have, and they told me.
Yeah.
But they said, you know, a big part of their relationship with us and the long relationship they had from the sovereign days was based on character and our ability to honor our commitments and so on and so forth. So we went to work out. And I actually do know firsthand several companies who did not go to work out, and neither one of them are around anymore. And
yeah.
It was very sad to see that happen.
No, it is, and it is. It's crazy how they kind of bully, you know, businesses around, you know.
Right.
Because you guys know what you're doing, you know, and you guys, you know, you use the money.
You know, it's a perfect storm. It's all about timing. Unfortunately, we made a decision to invest and build a new horizontal machine for the medical device industry. I took working capital, so if I had it to do again, I should have went back and sat down with the bank and said, I want to have an R&D project. I want to talk about financing for the R&D project. Instead, I funded it from cash flow and from my line of credit. Then we had the customer. We shipped his equipment. He owed us $284,000. I shipped his machine. They came in, accepted it, signed off of it. I shipped it. Unbeknownst to me, the guy was in financial trouble with Johnson & Johnson. J&J didn't tell me that. They sold the company in the process halfway through the contract to another guy, to a third party. Long story short, I didn't use the proper business judgment. I shipped the equipment. The guy went bankrupt. I ended up having to buy my equipment back out of bankruptcy court. I had to pay an attorney because they sued me for breach of contract, which was ridiculous. It was nothing but a stalling contract tactic on their part.
Yeah.
Long story short, we ended up paying our attorneys. We ended up paying money to buy the equipment back out of receivership. I got the machine back. I did manage to refurbish it and sell it on to another customer at a discount, but we lost all the money that was owed to us. We had legal fees, we had, plus I tied up all this money in a research and development project, and then the economy died on us, and literally our business, everything happened at the wrong time,
but
it all happened at the same time, and then Santander came in and said, obviously, you know, you've got your lines extended out to the max, we're not calling the loan, but you have to go to work out, we can't extend you any further credit, yada, yada, yada. So you need to know all this stuff because that's just a history and a litany of what the events were. And then we have evolved through there to the point that I think we owe them $60,000, $70,000, I think. And I know it's paid off this year. I can tell you that for sure, no question.
Yeah.
And, I'm sorry.
Yeah, to have that, I mean, you guys went to that struggle, and now look, you're almost paying it off, and that's
great. Oh, no, it's, and I could give you the VP of Vice President at Santander in the workout department, Mario Tecadini, who we dealt with now for 3 years. He's a terrific individual, and I could tell you, you could call him up, and he'd have nothing but good things to say, because we just have worked hard and honored our commitments and did the right thing.
Okay.
But now, it's as far as I'm concerned, it is what it is, and I've told him quite openly that at the end of the deal, it's done, and and he says he doesn't blame me. So
yeah,
it's a trust. It is what it is. Okay.
Okay.
And nor have we entertained any possibility of maintaining a relationship with them after it's done. I mean, it's done.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, let me...
Whatever. So,
yeah.
If you guys are interested in pursuing something with us, we're here, and I'm interested in talking to you.
Okay, sounds good. And, I mean, do you have any, plan Bs if you aren't able to get this line? Like, do you have any...
To answer your question, as I said, I'm talking to... there's three people involved, three different banks involved right now, but one primarily, and I haven't made any commitments to any of them. So if you have something you want to talk to us about, you're free as everybody else. But I am looking to get it done in the next several weeks.
Several weeks, okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, perfect.
I
want
to get it done. Yeah.
Yeah, and we can get you an answer, really quick. And now with that on deck loan, so what's the current balance on it? I just saw you have an idea what you guys...
Oh, geez, Danny, that's a great question. I'd have to ask my wife. I could tell you it's done in August. I don't know exactly what day in August. We pay it daily, so what's today?
Okay.
The 15th? So you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, let's say 10 weeks, yeah? 10 weeks,
yeah,
5 days is 50 days. It's $500 a day plus interest, right? So what are we talking about, $27,000, $28,000 maybe?
Yeah, somewhere around
that. And that's off the top of my head.
Yeah, okay. And that's...
Okay.
How much did you guys take out? Like, what was the full loan?
Oh, one time I had 100, and another time I had 125.
Okay.
Okay.
And you guys used that just for cash flow that you had?
Oh, yeah, no, exactly. It was an expensive way to finance the company, let me tell you. Yeah, pay bills and keep the doors open kind of a deal. And take care of some suppliers and just keep going. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
And they take it. It's I believe it's $500 a day plus interest. And my wife could tell you exactly.
Okay.
Monday to Friday, they don't take money on the weekends.
Okay.
And, so that's got to be pretty close because I know what's due in August. Done in August.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Well, and I'd like to see exactly what we could do for you over there, Bill. And I mean, what's a good email I can send you over?
Oh yeah, sure. It's Bill Bill.B.
Okay.
At Rapade, WRAP as in Paul, ADE.com.
At Rapade.com. Okay. All right, Bill, well, I'll go ahead. I'll send you over, an application.
Yeah, let us know what it is that you need. I know that Lorene's got a package that she put together for the other banks.
Yeah.
And a financial statement, and I think they wanted 3 months of bank statements, and they wanted our tax return, and they wanted to see... I think we give them 2014 tax return, and we were able to give them. I can't give you 2015 because it's not filed, but I can give you our management preliminary results for 2015 that my CPA has. And
okay,
whatever you need, we can give you.
Yeah. We just need just the one page app. I'll go ahead and email over to you, and then would be 6 months the business bank statements because, like you said,
I don't know if she's going to go back. I don't know if she's going to go back 6 months. I can tell you that.
Okay.
That's a lot. That's a lot of work. I don't know about that, but I'll ask
3 months? If you have...
Oh, yeah. No, I think everybody else asked for 3 months, and I think she has a 3-month package I'll put together.
Okay. You can send it over. I'll see if I can work
And if there's
that,
something particular you want over and beyond that, we're hiding anything at all. On the contrary, it's just the time it takes to put it all together.
Oh, I hear you. Yeah, you can go and send over, the package you have, and it would be, 2014 tax return.
Yep.
That's fine.
And you can have my 2015 non-audited results, which the CPA has, and I know we were very profitable because we have a tax bill coming up in October, so.
Okay, perfect.
Which he informed me of.
So, okay. And yeah, for your do your customers, they mainly pay with like credit cards, or is it more?
No, you know, we actually looked into doing credit cards. The volume's not there. We actually work with a merchant that came in and did an analysis and so on and so forth. And we do have some of the larger pharma guys that that say they'd like to pay in credit cards. And if they could pay, they would pay in 30 to 45 days. But the volume's not there for us, so we didn't do it.
Okay, no problem.
Okay,
it
doesn't make it, you know. So basically what we do, anywhere we can get a deposit on large parts orders or tooling orders, we look for 50%. On our machines, 50% deposit, 40% upon factory acceptance, and 10% in that 30 days from shipping. Those are our terms. Everything else, all of our parts and stuff going out the door is net 30 days. If it's over 20 grand, we ask for a 50% deposit, depending on the company. Some of them, the smaller guys, will pay us. The bigger guys don't. I mean, it's just they don't. GSK and, you know, and Procter & Gamble and Merck and that stuff, they don't pay any deposits. So it's just the cost of doing business.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, that works. That's fine. I was just curious because if you did have that, a majority of your, you know, credit card, I can't think of the word right now. majority of your customers paid with credit card, we would need to... statements, but no, that's fine. So it sounds like you already have the package, you know, together that we'd need. And I mean, when do you think you can send everything over and get this going?
Oh, I think we can get it together and get it out to you in a day. I think it's already here, I think, for the most part.
Okay.
So we can get that off to you pretty quick.
All right, perfect. Well,
where are you located?
I'm out here in San Diego.
Oh, you're in San Diego. Oh,
yeah.
God, you're there. Beautiful out there.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's starting to, you know, the weather's starting to pick up. It was kind of gloomy the past couple of months, but it's starting to, you know, look good. How's it over there? You guys are in New Jersey.
Yeah, we're in the summer now. The heat and humidity's starting to kick in.
Yeah, no, I know. I used to have my mom actually used to live out in New Jersey. It was
whereabouts?
I'm trying to think real quick. It was I can't even think of it right now. It's right by the shore. It was
She was down in South Jersey.
Yeah, South Jersey. Yeah, so she's out there, and we used to go to the boardwalk all the time, you know, and then, I can't even think of it right now. Marlton Lakes? Marlton Lakes?
Oh, yeah, sure. Down in Marlton. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, like, I was, you know, we're out there, and then, my family's basically all moved west out there, so brought us out here, but, so I'll go ahead, you know, I'll shoot this email to you in about 15 minutes, and,
all right. We'll go from there, Danny. Let's see what happens.
Oh, yeah, sounds great. And when's a good time, you know, to follow up with you?
Oh, you can follow up with me tomorrow. No problem.
Okay.
If I get time today, I'll talk to my wife and see about getting the package put together for you. How's that?
Okay, sounds great.
And we'll go from there, and we'll see what happens. But I appreciate your time and your call.
Yeah, I appreciate your time, and, I'll definitely like to get this going for you and, you know, help the business on its way.
We'll see what we can do.
All right. Sounds good, Bill.
Take care. Yeah. Thanks a lot, Danny. Bye now.
Thank you. Bye-bye.